Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Count the Shell at 1025 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. Our hospitality worker of the day is Stevie Marie. She's up on the Facegram and the Insta post.
Yeah.
You can get her at StevieMarie88 on Venmo and go and try and help her out, like our friend Dominic Ferriello and Steve Farrell with Team Farrell and a bunch of other people.
Dr. Bill.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Bill. I went there the other day and picked up the check from chiropractor Dr. Bill Choi, but mostly from Dr. Bill's patients. He was blown away by all the donations that we got.
Yeah.
So thank you for the heads up on that.
You have Yoko walk on your back?
She did. I got to tell you, Yoko, I don't know if she walked on my back or if those are her elbows or what she did. I don't even care. And I tried so hard not to fall asleep because I didn't want to snore on her, but I was like, loud.
Sometimes you got to snore, man.
I do. I snore very loud. She doesn't seem to care, so
yeah.
And it works. I feel better.
And also, if you're sleeping, then your body is more relaxed.
I know, so but it's rude that I'm blasting off the horn while she's doing
it. I think the legit places don't mind if you sleep, but the only up places, they get upset if you fall asleep. You know, they don't like you snoring.
I would imagine that. They want to get you in and out.
Yeah, time to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Turnover.
A message from Brian Johnson?
Yeah.
Gabriele, Marco, e Andrea, e tutti amici.
Oh, it's in Italian. Sorry, I didn't know. It just said a message from Brian Johnson, but evidently, the small prince has to his Italian fans. Aww. Oh, he's in a nice bar. It's him in front of a bar. He looks like the kind of guy that you wish you can go out drinking with every night.
Oh, yeah.
You know, not raging, just to sit around and...
Stories.
Yeah. My son, my butthole was puckering like a rabbit's nose. That's what he told me. He was race car driving. I said, were you scared? He goes, my butthole was puckering like a rabbit's nose.
So I just came up with a brilliant idea. Trademark, this is mine. Don't try and steal it, Cox. Open a bar. It's called Stories. And you could have it be three stories if you want to. But it's Stories because I hire people and I have them at booths. And you can go sit down and listen to their stories. And they've got great stories.
Or... tonight, ladies and gentlemen, to tell their stories, Brian Johnson. And he gets up on stage and you all sit in your booth drink and listen to him tell stories.
Right, you can do that every once in a while. I like to have that be a featured thing, whatever. But normally they're just at a booth and you go, look at this guy.
So many stories.
Are they real stories?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You couldn't put me in a booth and let me make up stories?
No, that's not.
But you want to hear war stories? The guy in booth three was a war hero.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But I
just
make it up.
No.
First,
stolen valor.
Wow.
Well, it's acting.
Two, you know, if you run into somebody who is actually in war, they're going to be able to tell you're lying.
Yeah.
Because you don't know all the ins and outs of the stuff. No, you don't.
When I was over the lines in Vietnam, I'm telling you, you want to hear some of those stories.
What town were you in?
Hoa Thang.
Nope.
Yeah. You don't know. You weren't there.
No, but
I was in Hoa Thang.
No. Are you saying Wu Tang?
They didn't have people stationed there at the time.
I was in Hoa Thang. Thank you.
What company were you with?
I was with Company B, Section 14.
No, this is not a section.
You're not in the military. You don't know any of this.
Yeah.
I was in Company B, Section
14.
I'm not
in the military, and I do know this.
We were airborne.
Mm.
And we were in Hoa Thang. One of the few forces that actually got to go to Hoa Thang.
What's, while you're over there, what's the Red Horse Company?
The Red Horse Company?
Yeah, what do they do?
I don't know what you know that they do, but we know what they did.
What?
They secretly made machine parts for nuclear weapons. Nope. What did you do?
They make the food.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. That's what you think.
No. Nope.
It's a factory that looks
terrible.
It's a food factory.
I want my money back.
I know what city you're saying.
Nantang?
You're pronouncing it a little wrong. It's Nantang.
Nantang. Well, that's Nantang. How Americans say it, but that's how it looks. It's written that way.
Population of over 500,000. It's a great city. No.
Yeah, and it's not normally a violent city. So we were stationed there more to protect the people.
Yeah.
But then one night we were outnumbered. They came rolling in through the rice
Stolen
paddies.
Stolen valor.
They came rolling in through the rice paddies, and the people of Huantang were nice enough to let us hide out in their huts. But the problem started when they started going hut to hut.
Oh, no.
So then me and my company had to decide, what do we do? Do we want to try and hide, or do we want to fight back? Either way, lives are going to be lost.
Wow.
And I looked at my guys, and they looked at me, and they said, we ain't here to hide. So we decided to fight. And it was, even though the sides were completely off, they're hundreds versus our seven. We used to call ourselves Magnificent.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
We each had our own skill. One guy was an explosives guy.
This
one
is boring as your stories.
Oh, you know what? You don't sit at my booth.
Yeah, I don't.
Your restaurant just closed.
Hey, by the way, you're fired.
What?
I never hired you. I don't want fake stories.
What if he just tells the plot of Predator as if he was there in the jungles of Vietnam?
It was like nothing I ever seen before.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Gio, can you come in here, please? That's fine. What do you want to hear about when I played in the NFL?
By the way,
Super Bowl 13.
Red Horse, you said something. I said something. We're both wrong. I just told
I was right.
No,
you were wrong.
No, you weren't. They don't make machine parts or anything.
It's a front for a company that makes machine parts.
It's not a company.
For weapons. Yeah, it is.
It's a squadron. It's Rapid Engineer Deployable Heavy Operational Repair Squadron, Engineer Squadrons of the United States Air Force.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the Vietnamese company Red Horse.
Thank you, guys. No.
Thank you so much.
The Vietnamese company Red Horse.
Nope.
They make food out of horse meat.
No.
So you think. I mean, they actually do that in the front, but they're a real reason to be open.
Again, sir, you're fired. Please leave my bar.
Stop telling fake stories.
I don't want to be in your bar.
Stolen valor. And you're going to get beat up by some Marines.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying. Gio sent me a story today I'd like to talk to you people about.
You ended that argument with, I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
Tekashi 6ix9ine, you familiar with him?
Yes. Rat. Snitch.
Well, it's funny you say
snitch
that.
Snitch bitch.
Yeah. Did you see the video of they redubbed over his Instagram live with all the rat sounds whenever he talks?
No.
It was really funny.
Tekashi 6ix9ine asked fans to describe him in one word. And he got annihilated by it. People snitch, bunch of pictures of rats. But it's hard. He says people don't like him because of his hair and his color of his hair and his face, tattoos and what he does.
Also true.
Yeah. But the truth is people say, know the situation don't like him because he's a snitch. And also because he may have raped an underage girl.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the reasons why not to like him.
So not surprising that he's a bad guy.
Right.
It's not like you look at him and go, well, who's this angel?
But he did bring up a good thing of describing him in one word. So I'd like to do that now. Carmen, you're playing too.
Okay.
All right. I'll name the person and you describe them in one word.
Okay.
You want
Carmen.
Us to write it down or?
No, I want you to say it aloud. I'll call you out. I'll give you the person and you describe them in one word. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Carmen, you're up first.
Okay.
The person is Drew Garabo.
Know-it-all.
That's not one word.
Wow.
This is, in fact, three words.
I know.
That is hard to do.
It is. When you're put on the spot like this. What is a word for that? I don't know a lot of words.
Well, at least three.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we started with her.
I'm not.
You want a different person?
No, I'll do Snakey.
Oh.
Snakey.
He walks he bobs his head when he walks. Yeah.
like a snake. Went from know-it-all to Snakey.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
Spanish?
I don't know.
One word, Drew Garabo.
What's the word I lay it for? Uplifting.
Okay.
Is that what the word? His tweets and stuff are always...
Uplifting?
Is that the right word?
Lengthy would have been a good word.
Motivational?
Wordy?
That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah, because he's always trying to motivate everybody.
Okay.
Galvin.
Yeah.
One word. Keith.
Nerd.
That's our big boss.
But I mean, he knows he's a nerd.
Okay. Gio, one word. Joe. Oh, your mic's on. Sorry.
Old.
Old, yeah, yeah.
Cranky would have been.
Any of those, so many words.
Ornery. Yeah.
Spanish, one word for Galvin.
Angry.
Yeah. Carmen, one word for Galvin.
Angry.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Galvin.
Yeah.
One word for open mouth Sally.
Gay. I mean,
I take my word back for Galvin. It's funny.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I can be angry, but number one should be funny.
Moody.
Come on.
All right, Galvin, open mouth Sally, gay, one word for Slater.
This is me?
Yeah.
One word for Slater. Lifer.
Oh.
All right. Right. Carmen?
Yes.
One word for Spanish.
Lover.
Spanish just smiled. Yeah. Gio, one word for Carmen.
Mean.
Oh.
Carmen, one word for Gio. It's not a word.
That is a word. Look it up in the dictionary. What is it?
Come on, it's a tough one.
Insincere?
No, not
talented.
Antagonist or
instigator.
Okay. Yeah.
Spanish, one word for John Brennan.
Smug.
Oh.
What?
Joe, one word for Spanish.
He said son.
What's that? I thought he was going to say.
Oh, he's coming in.
Yeah.
Well, put it up.
Oh, man.
Viral.
Oh. Gio, one word for Johnny B.
Large.
One word for Mo.
Annoying.
Galvin, one word for Mo.
Black. What?
It's like I knew you were going to say that. Uh-huh. Galvin, one word for SBK.
For SBK.
I just assume you go black across the board.
No. I don't know. That's a difficult one for one word.
Let's go to people who don't work here anymore.
Okay.
Gio, one word for Spice.
Friendly.
Did you say funly or friendly?
Friendly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was all friendly.
He said
all
right. Funly. I was like, no. Check with Carmen. Yeah.
Spanish, one word for Seth.
Weasley.
Yeah. Galvin, one word for, what's that pretty girl that used to work here?
Which,
Haley?
No, it's okay. It's not okay.
Kayla. Oh, Kayla.
Kayla.
One word for Kayla. Cute.
She was cute.
She was cute.
Hatred.
Oh.
What?
She hates me.
Why?
I think I was just mean to her.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was mean to her on the air. I think she took it personal.
Oh.
So far, we've learned that Gio's been mean to every girl that he's worked with, mm-hmm. and none of them like him.
And his wife.
Yeah. just
not, she's the only one who can't get out of it.
Yeah.
Not true.
No. Spanish.
Yes.
One word for John Brennan.
You already asked.
Yeah, yeah, I wanted to see what you say.
Boss.
I wanted to give you another word.
Yeah.
Carmen,
mm-hmm.
one word for Anna.
Get ready with the dumb button.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say. Mm. It's not radio friendly. I like Spanish's smug.
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 Smug. Mike Calta.
Yes.
One word for Mike Olivero.
Gorilla.
Yeah, I knew that. I was coming. One word for Melanie.
Gorilla. No.
What?
Melanie. Mean.
One word for Drew Garabo.
Wordy. You're going to get me. I'm pretty
Well, there's nothing to get.
Yeah.
Who's getting anyone?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I want to get somebody. I want to say something. I want you to go, blah, blah, and spit something out.
We can't.
Like your real feelings.
Yeah.
Carmen.
Yeah.
One word for JR.
Black.
That's it.
Worker? I don't know. Puerto Rican? I don't know. What is that?
I don't know that any of those are applicable to him.
Gio, one word for Spanish.
Weasley.
Oh!
Like Ron Weasley?
Nah.
Like a backstabber?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
What did you say? What did you say for Seth?
Weasley.
Oh, you're the same. Whatever.
Harry Arms.
I'll be
Galvin, one word for Miguel.
Hey.
One word for Danielle.
Nice.
Spanish. One word for Holly.
Bubbly.
Bubbly?
When I see her, she's always quite bubbly.
She must not like me. She's not very bubbly with
me. I wonder why.
Why? What did I do? What did I do? I just said she should put makeup on before she does her live things in the morning. Is that so bad?
I like the way you say it.
All right. Is that it?
I don't know. Who else you got?
Yeah, this is fun.
Okay. All right. I know you guys are getting bored. Hold on.
If you have a list, I can just go rapid fire.
Can we just have Galvin do this? This is fun.
Galvin, one word for John Larson.
I.
Mm-hmm. One word for Rick, the old...
Oh, yeah.
Operations manager.
Rick. Garbage.
Garbage. Yeah. Galvin's on point with all of his.
Right.
One word for Dylan in engineering.
Nice. Dylan's just nice.
Yeah.
He's just, you know, he always wants to help. By the way, I came in this morning and wiped stuff down and then threw my alcohol wipe on the floor next to the garbage can. I said, pick it up. No. We had an email that they... Who's doing that, by the way? Come on.
The Weasley people.
Yeah.
One word for Ann Kelly.
Zingers.
Sweet.
Sweet, appropriate.
Yeah.
One word for... Trying to make a good finale. Claudia.
Shy.
Yeah, she's shy.
Parrot.
Parrot.
She does have animals.
She's got a parrot.
Drummer.
Drummer.
No.
Carmen. I'm going to give you ex-boyfriends. You give me one word.
No.
One word for the old black football coach.
Athletic.
Blaine.
Beep, beep, beep.
Game over. Game over. Excellent answer. It's a Mike Cowell.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.